What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them. Don't ever let someone tell you you can't quit. I know it sounds weird, but I'll explain. But before we get into it, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Dashari. Welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. So let's get straight into it. It's the fan favorite part of the show. That's my jam. This is a segment of the show where you can play a mantra or a song you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. So, here's this week's jam.
Hey. Can my vocals up a little bit more, please? Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. I'ma put it work. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. Y'all better sing it. I'm on a new level. Listen, this song explains itself. You better make sure that you claim. Come on and claim it. That you are on a new level this year. Y'all, we are 4 months into the year. Can you believe it? Listen, I believe this is the first Monday of the month. And we are here. And we are on a new level. I hope you guys have been staying consistent this year. I hope you guys have been giving yourself grace this year. I hope that you've been giving yourself the ability to succeed in more than just school or career, but in your personal life, in your mental life, in your spiritual life. Just be on a new level. Listen, download this song. Play this song every morning if you feel like you need some motivation, because baby, we are on a new level and we are going to get it this year. If nothing else, we can say that we were 1% better this year, right? Did I forget to mention that was New Level by ASAP Ferg featuring Future? All right, so now let's get into it. Don't ever let someone tell you you can't quit. Like I said before, I know it sounds weird, but I believe that there's a stigma on quitting. And it's not about quitting itself, but what are you quitting? And I want to be specific, because I'm not telling you to go out there and quit your job or quit a good habit that you've started or quit, you know, waking up and walking or praying every morning. No, that's not what I'm telling you to quit. I'm telling you to quit allowing people to tell you that you can't quit being lazy. Listen, ASAP Ferg can get us turned up and say, listen, I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. He can repeat it to us. But he's on a new level. How are you going to reach your new level? What are you going to quit in this season? Are you going to quit restricting yourself? Are you going to quit overextending yourself? Are you going to quit acting like you don't know that you are the next one who needs to be heard, needs to be seen, needs to know? Needs people to know them. Needs people to know you. What are you going to quit in this season of your life? Are you going to quit being available? Listen, this is a question episode. It's an open-ended question episode. There's sometimes a question in perspectives. And I want to flip this back on to you, because most times, most often than not, I'm giving my perspective and I'm saying, you know, that you should do this and you should be uplifted by this. But I really, I really want you guys to think within, what are you going to quit in this season of your life? Because it's imperative for you to quit that thing so that you can reach your next level. I know it's not fun. I know it's not the popular thing to do. I know it's not always going to feel like I'm, or you're in the correct space when you're quitting, but when you quit, what level are you going to reach? Listen, my older folks who have children, I want you to turn this on for your kids and ask them, what are they going to quit in this season? Are you going to stop hanging around that group of friends who you don't even fit in with that group? You're just in that friend group because you want to feel a certain way. You want to look a certain way. Are you going to stop sneaking around? Are you going to stop, you know, throwing that thing back for them boys? Listen, this social media puts a pedestal, a high pedestal, for the women who flounce and flaunt. And listen, I'm not saying I don't like to have fun. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, be sexual beings and have a good time. But what are you going to quit in this time for you to reach the place that God is calling you to? Or whatever you believe in, you know, manifestation, the earth, whatever you believe in. When are you going to quit that thing that is holding you back from your potential, from your purpose, from the thing that is tying you to what God is calling you to? It's time for you to take a step in front of the mirror and look at yourself. For me, I like to think about what my future me would say to my current me. Would my future me thank me currently for the things that I'm doing right now to get me to the place that I want to be? Am I quitting the bad habits right now so that when I get to the place that I want to be, I'm not carrying those bad habits? Whatever that is for you, I can sit on this podcast and name things. And then you can say, "Ooh, she's talking to me." But no, I want you to name it for yourself. What are you going to quit in this season that could propel you to the next stage in your life? It's not going to be pretty. The process isn't pretty. The journey isn't always glamorous. But I want you to know that the journey is the success, not the destination. Because when we get to the destination, as human beings, we're going to want the next thing, the next accomplishment. So what are you doing now? So when I say, don't ever let someone tell you you can't quit, don't think surface level. Don't think, oh, she's talking about my hobby. Oh, she's talking about something minute or small. No, I'm talking about something big. When are you going to quit letting you down? Because it's easier to tell yourself no than it is to tell others no. When are you going to start taking self-care more seriously? It's all things that we have to think about. And sometimes that we don't want to think about. And it's understandable. Listen, you guys, this is a different episode for me. Because I really wanted to get in the mind of what personally it is for you. And hopefully you guys can have a conversation with your partner, with your kids, with your teacher, with your grandparents, with your mom, with your dad, whoever, your friend, and say, hey, what are you going to quit in this season that could propel you to success? Or hey, what is one thing that we can dedicate to quitting to? And it says in the definition, usually permanently. But that doesn't mean always permanently. It just means usually. Maybe you need to quit now so that you can get to the next stage, so that when you're ready for that thing, you can begin it again. Maybe you're not ready right now. Listen, life is a culmination of steps that it takes to get to the place that you want to be. And it's all up to you to determine that for yourself. So today, I challenge you to quit a bad habit. I challenge myself to quit a bad habit. And if it's needed, go deeper. But don't ever let somebody tell you that you can't quit. Because in this season of our lives, we're on a new level. And that new level comes with peace. It comes with our own journey. It comes with knowing ourselves enough to know that if I need to quit, it's on me. Because the person who's walking this life is you. You're walking your life. Nobody's walking your life. So whatever it is for you that you feel like you need to quit, do that. Girl, if you feel like you need to stop being loose, stop being loose. Sir, if you feel like you need to stop being a player, stop being a player. If you feel like you need to quit acting like you don't have something planted inside of you that is meant solely for you, and you ain't been going to go get it, then you need to quit acting like you're not that person that is built for that thing. Because, baby, we all built for a thing. We just have to have enough courage and enough gumption to go get it. We got to be silly enough. We got to be crazy enough to believe that we are the person that can make that thing happen. So quit it. Quit it. Quit acting like you don't know what that thing is that you need to quit. Just like you know what you need to do in this life to fulfill your purpose, but maybe you're a little bit too scared to do it. I need you to quit acting like you don't know what it is that you need to quit to get you to the next level. Because, baby, we on a new level. Hey, we on a new level. Yeah, we on a new level. And I want you to affirm that for yourself. You're on a new level. But y'all know that's just my perspective. So, we got mail. Y'all, this is from Quest. He says, quote, "Hey Dashari, I am loving your podcast so far. It's really deep and I am enjoying the special guest. I'm enjoying your independent episodes. And I'm loving that you are bringing new perspectives to light." End quote. Hey Quest, thank you so much for sending in your mail. I am so glad and excited that you are liking the show so far. Listen, there's so much more to come. And genuinely, I say this most times in the We Got Mail part of the episode, but it's so true. It's really for you guys that I do this for, because this world is very interesting and everything that's going on in it. We definitely need to start to understand each other more. So I'm loving that you're loving the episodes, and I'm so glad that there's so much more to come. Listen, if you would like to be featured on the We Got Mail segment of the show, go ahead and email at isaperspectivepodcast@gmail.com and go follow at isaperspectivepodcast on Instagram. Listen, like I said, there's so much more to come. We got some special guests coming. Listen, please stay tuned because there's so much more. It's only the beginning. I love y'all. Peace.